She could have been black, maybe Puerto Rican. Lobo gave her some candy and carried her around on his shoulders. I shook her hand, and she seemed to want to hold on to my fingers, so the three of us went around the village. Sergeant Simpson let a young boy wear his canteen. We broke out more sea rations, the canned stuff the Army passes off for food, and shared them with the kids. Me and Lobo ate with An Lin. A woman, her head too big for her small body, brought us some rice, and Lobo took some. "Not bad," he said. I didn't want any rice. It smelled okay, but I was afraid of being poisoned. My mind went back to Jenkins and how he had been afraid of dying. We hadn't mentioned his name since he got it. I wanted to ask Lobel about that, but I didn't. "If I owned this village," Lobel was saying, "I'd make it into a real jungle scene."
"It is a real jungle scene," I said.
"No. To make it real, you have to have one side of the huts open so you can shoot inside," Lobo said. "Then you have to get some artificial grass so it stays the same color throughout the whole picture. And finally, you have to get a wind machine so you can make the grass sway."
"Why not just shoot it naturally and save the money?" I asked.
"Aren't you from New York?" Lobo squinted at me.
"Yeah."
"I thought black guys from New York were supposed to be smart," he said. "Nobody pays to see anything natural. You pay to see unnatural things look almost natural."
"Oh.
Would you want to see Doris Day or some natural-looking girl with pimples on her forehead and a heat rash on her chest?"
The Vietnamese woman who had brought us rice squatted at the edge of the bush to take a leak.
"See, you couldn't have any of that," Lobel said. "People in Hollywood don't pee."
We gave An Lin as much of our sea rations as she could carry, and Lobel gave her a new name.
"She'll never do anything in Hollywood with her name," he said.
We decided to call her Ariel. Lobel said that as soon as we got her to Santa Monica, we had it made.